You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is Ron Battelle. Ron is the co-chair for the Meals on Wheels fundraiser. It's the 14th annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser that will take place tomorrow morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Ron, first off, tell us about the local Meals on Wheels program here in Tuolumne County.
Well, the program serves many, many seniors. In fact, last year we served over 65,000 meals to local seniors. And one of the little-known facts is that the Meals on Wheels program, although a national program, the Tuolumne County one is completely self-contained and has to raise has to make 100% of its monies for the program, and they're one of the few in the country that actually delivers hot meals to seniors. And every year since 2006, we've started this annual fundraiser to supplement their budget, and it's become more and more important every year to make up their operational budget.
And how are the meals funded?
Approximately 65% of the Meals on Wheels budget comes from private and public donations, fundraising, and other grant opportunities. So it's very, very important that local people assist us in keeping this program alive.
Ron, are these full meals?
These are full meals, and they're very nutritious meals. We have a fully commercial kitchen at the Senior Center on Greeny Road that produces these meals from scratch every day, and then sent out, delivered to seniors within our county.
Is the Meals on Wheels program run by volunteers and paid staff?
More volunteers than paid staff. Only a few paid staff. Everyone else are volunteers, and in particular, the people that work in on delivering the meals are all volunteers. And that's become harder this year. Many of those volunteer drivers are seniors themselves, so it's been a little more difficult, but we've got through this year, and everyone has supported us really well.
What is the cost per meal?
Cost has gone up. When we started this fundraiser, obviously the cost has gone up. But when we started this fundraiser back in 2006, it was between $3 and $4, the actual cost to produce a meal. Today, it's $7.45. just to deliver one, to produce, package, and deliver one nutritious meal.
Every year, ever since you started the very first Meals on Wheels fundraiser, you have chosen a different theme. And tomorrow morning, this is a very different theme, one you've never done before. It's called a Radiothon.
Yeah, it's one we didn't really plan for, which no one planned for the events and what's happened this year. We'd already had our theme mapped out for this year, which I won't tell you what it is because we'll probably use it next year. So our first meeting with our committee was in early March, and we were ready to go with an event as usual. But along came the pandemic. So we had to come up with something a little more different. Many local nonprofits and charitable organizations are struggling this year to raise money, and everyone has gone online. So as well as going online, we wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And we approached Clark Broadcasting, we approached the Sonora Area Foundation, and this is where we ended up with tomorrow morning's Radiothon.
Well, we're happy to do this with you. Our sister radio station, Star 92.7 FM, will conduct the Meals on Wheels Radiothon tomorrow morning, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and continuing through 11 in the morning, 2 hours of broadcast time. And the Sonora Area Foundation is going to have a very special role during tomorrow morning's fundraiser. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Sonora Area Foundation for many, many years have been such an integral part of donating to the community. And once we approached them with our plan or our planned idea for this year, they stepped up right away and said, well, look, if you can raise $50,000, we will match that $50,000, which would give us the total we needed to put into the operational budget for the Meals on Wheels program. And that's our objective tomorrow, to raise $50,000 during this radiothon, during that 2 hours, and then Sonora Area Foundation we'll be there once again to match it.
Okay. So this year, no one needs a ticket to attend the 14th annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser. It is on Star 92.7 FM, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and continuing until 11 o'clock in the morning. How will listeners be able to donate, Ron?
Well, you don't, as you say, you don't need a ticket. All you need is a telephone. So you can call 533-2622 and make your donation over the phone. Credit cards will be accepted. You can go online to sierraseniorproviders.org and then follow the link through to make a donation online. Or you can drop off your donation at one of the Oak Valley community branches in Sonora, in upper, in East Sonora or downtown Sonora. Drop a check or donation there, and then you can take part in a little raffle they're having going at each of those branches. But those are the ways to do it. Make sure if you're dropping off something at the Oak Valley Community Bank that you're there before 5 o'clock.
And there's also a link available on mymotherlode.com in the upper right corner. Ron, typically each year you have had a fundraising goal. Is there any fundraising goal this year?
Well, our fundraising goal is to get that $50,000 tomorrow morning between 9 and 11, so we can add that match of the $50,000 from the Sonora Area Foundation.
And before we wrap this up, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just a thank you to everyone that's supported us. And as you say, it's the 14th annual, so we've been running this for a long time. A huge thank you to the business and individual communities out there. To all the volunteers that help us on our volunteer committee, and to everyone at the Senior Center, to Christy and Devon that keep the kitchens rolling and everything rolling at the Senior Center. It's a big program with a lot of people that makes it work, but at the end of the day, it's the community support that will keep this program alive.
We have been speaking with Ron Patel, the co-chair for the Meals on Wheels fundraiser. It's the 14th annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser. Ron, always great talking with you.
Thank you, Mark. We'll see you tomorrow morning.